The EPA says air pollution from the Midwest drifts and helps cause smog in cities east of the Mississippi River. It's requiring 22 states and Washington, D.C. to reduce nitrogen oxide emissions by hundreds of thousands of tons each summer. The states are not told how or where, but the EPA suggests coal-fired power plants and big smokestack factories are the most likely targets. Douglas Alvarano is with the EPA's Chicago office.
The way that we think would be most cost-effective would be to go after the power plants and to set a certain emission rate on them to meet the capped tonnage budget. But states can go after other sources as well.
Not surprisingly, the electric utility companies are not very happy. They point out cars pollute more, but it's cheaper to require power companies to clean up their nitrogen oxide emissions than to build air pollution check stations for cars, so states will likely target the power plants. Molly Hall is a spokeswoman for Illinois Power. She says the EPA's new rule is premature. She says the EPA should wait to see what the results of earlier pollution reduction efforts turns out to be.
Emissions came down greatly with the first phase of the Clean Air Act, and those standards are being met now, and we have installations in progress now to meet the next set of requirements that take effect January of 2000. We think what happens with this next rule that would take effect in 2003, it bypasses an opportunity to see what kind of benefit you get from the second phase.
The power companies say the new rule will also cost more than the EPA says. EPA Administrator Carol Browner says the new air pollution controls on power plants should cost consumers no more than $1 a month. The electric companies have much higher estimates. In Michigan, for example, Consumers Energy Company says the increase will be 8%, about $3.60 to an average customer. Illinois Power's Molly Hall says her company also thinks the EPA's estimate is low.
We're not sure where their cost methodology came from. Perhaps they were looking at an average over a large area. But when it comes to Illinois Power's costs, our costs would be significantly higher than the ones they projected out in that average.
The EPA's Douglas Alvarano says in the long run, targeting the power plants is still cheaper than other ways of reducing pollution.
There probably will be some cost increase associated with this rule, but we think that the cost will be offset by the amount of savings that it will incur because we're going after a more regional approach towards looking at these pollution problems. It may actually save money on the local types of pollution controls that are more expensive to obtain.
Beyond that, the EPA says the costs of smog-related illnesses such as bronchitis and aggravated cases of childhood asthma have to be considered. Consumers groups are not alarmed by the potential electric bill increases. Martin Cohen is the executive director of the Citizens Utility Board in Illinois. He says forcing power companies to add pollution control equipment to their plants does not cost customers that much.
Generally, the environmental controls that are being asked for will not add substantially to the cost of electricity. And if the costs of coal, the environmental costs, are greater, then they can expect that the price would be higher for coal-based electricity. But overall, there shouldn't be a dramatic increase for anybody in the electric prices due to environmental rules.
The EPA says the new rule will mean 138 million people east of the Mississippi River will breathe less smog. Utility companies say that breath of fresh air comes at a cost. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.